Hola, amigos. This is Judy Schaffner, and I'm going to read my book, Skippy John Jones, Cirque des Olé. Skippy John Jones was a real high-wire Henry. And that made his mama as worried as a worm in a wading pool. Oh, my fleas, wailed Mama Junebug Jones. Come down from that wire before you break all your bones.
He can't hear you,
sang his sisters, Jujubee, Jezebel, and Jillyboo,
cause Skippy's up in Squirrely World.
The girls were right. The kitty boy was performing tail-tingling tricks on the telephone wire above them.
That's amazing,
gushed the girls.
He should join the circus.
Circus berserkus, groaned Mama. I'm calling the fire department.
Fire department? Repeated Jillyboo. Skippy's not on fire. He's on wire.
But before Junebug Jones could press a button, the kitty boy did a triple spin backflip dive right into Mama's apron pocket.
That was really good for a Chululu, said Jujubee.
The word is Chihuahua, Mama frazzled. And he is not that. Skippy John Jones is a Siamese cat. Then she lugged her catch of the day back to his room for a time out and a big talk. What did you think you were doing up there? You and those squirrels on a wire in mid-air? What if you tripped and fell on your head? You'd have to spend months in a hospital bed. Then as Junebug Jones pawed at her hives, she let the truth slip about cats and nine lives. I wish we had nine, but we only have one. So think about that, my Siamese son. Then she closed the door. The kitty boy was thinking all right about bouncing on his big boy bed.
Oh, I'm Skippy John Jones, and I don't have nine lives, so what's the big deal? Hey, did I just see flies?
Indeed he did, and he chased one over to his mirror, where he ate it.
Holy snackito, exclaimed the kitty boy. Love dem crunchies.
Then he looked into the mirror, and using his very best Spanish accent, he said,
If I have but one life to live, muchacho, let me live it as a chihuahua.
In less time than it takes a flea to fly to Florida, Skippy John put together a fine costume while he sang in a muy, muy soft voice.
Oh, my name is Skippito Fresquito, and I'm one handsome daredevilito. I'm physically fit, every part, every bit, just right for a circus puchito.
In the meantime, over in the sewing nook, Mama was attempting to have a sensible conversation with the girls. Where's Jillyboo's tutu? Asked Mama.
The Chululu has the tutu, replied Jujubee.
Whatever for? Asked Mama.
Because Chululus wear tutus, said Jezebel.
And cows wear moo-moos, added Jujubee.
And boo-boos wear band-aids,
continued Jezebel.
And I need a nap, moaned Mama.
But the Chululu wasn't thinking tutus, moo-moos, or boo-boos. He was thinking of flying through the air with the greatest of fleas. Just like the dog on a flying trapeze. Until thump, he planted his paws in a perfecto landing on the turf outside the Cirque de
Olé,
shouted his amigos, los chimichangos.
Hola,
hollered back Skippito Fresquito, the great acrobatito, to his barking buddies.
Hold your ponies, papito, declared Poquito Tito, the smallest of the small ones. Have you grown a bigote?
No, I did not grow a mustachito, answered the gatito. It's just part of my costume.
Bueno, said Don Diego, the biggest of the small ones, because we need you to grow something mucho más importante.
But what can be more important than a mustache, muchachos? Asked Skippito.
Los músculos,
said all the papitos.
Not the lampitos giganticos, declared Skippito.
Oh, sí, muchacho, said Poquito Tito. The muscles.
Then Don Diego pulled an old circus poster out of his right ear and let it unroll.
Now do you get it, dude?
Oh, I get it all right, said Skippito. It means I am low dog on a totem pole.
This made the chihuahuas twist and shout.
Oh, yes, that's right, Skippito. Your cabeza is just what we need, and your muscles must grow to just for the show, or else we will all crumble.
Then all the perritos snuck under the skirts of the big top. First, the muchachos tippy-toed by the caballista, practicing on her pony. Then they slipped past the payaso, putting his paper-popping puppy through his paces. But it wasn't until they reached the elefante that the papitos had to worry.
"Watch your step, amigos," warned Poquito Tito. "We are but pulgas to her."
"We are not fleas," said Scoopito.
"We are chihuahuas."
And that wasn't all the doggies had to watch out for. There saw leones and tigres and osos. Oh, my! But the most dangerous animal of all lay sleeping like a baby in his cage.
"Let's take a peek, papitos," said Scoopito.
"Let's just take his traje," suggested Poquito Tito.
"Not his costume," declared Scoopito, alarmed.
"Por qué?"
"Because it will look mucho mejor on you, señor."
Then they raced like rabbits over to their dressing room. But the circus waits for no dog. So with the speed of a spitball, the Puchitos changed their Chico into a world-class circus perro con músculos. First they gave him a vitamina. Then they pulled on his new traje.
"It's too big," complained the gatito.
"No worries," woofed Don Diego.
"We will pump you up."
And pump the perros did, singing,
"Oom pampa loom pampalito, we'll give you the muscles you need, oh. Cause strong you must be for the triple TP, so we don't all go boom, tamalito."
Then it was the moment of truth as they floated Scoopito out under the big top. Perros poured out from every point and piled on top of Scoopito's grande cabeza. Up, up, up! They climbed until they formed a perfecto tower of tiny trembling chihuahuas. And beneath the tower stood the power, tough and shaky as five-day-old jello. But just as the pups were about to make circus history, Putzi Strangleboot, the strong dog, strutted out into the center ring and bit the behind of his very own traje.
"Olé!"
shouted the crowd.
"Oh, no!"
cried Scoopito as the tiny trembling tower of power tumbled from his head.
"Ta-da!"
blasted La Banda, as Scoopito flew up into the rafters like a punctured balloon.
"Woo-hoo!"
hooted the crowd as the gatito caught hold of El Trapicio. Then he flew through the air with the greatest of squeeze. The brave little cat on the flying trapeze. But just as he reached the highest point, Scoopito let go and dazzled the audience again with a double twirly-squirly twist onto the tightrope. But the tightrope acted just like a slingshot. And thwop! It sent Scoopito up, up, up to the tippity-top of the tent. Then shoop! Down, down, down he dove, cabeza first into the cotton candy kitten ball cannon. Where Putzi Strangleboot, the strong dog, was waiting to light the fuse. "Drum roll, por favor," ordered Don Diego. Then kaboom! El Scoopito Frisquito, the great acrobatito, blasted out of the circus, out of his closet, and right out of his room.
"Smack-a-doodle-doo!"
shouted the kitty boy as he collided with his mama's head.
"Wow!" exclaimed Jezebel. "Where did he come from?"
"He came from the circus, silly," said Jillyboo.
Later that night, after a piece of maple mouse pie, the kitty boy made up a rhyme just for his mama and delivered it with a most sincere bounce.
"Oh, I'm Skippy John Jones, but you're the bee's knees, 'cause your cooking is smoking."
"Hey, did I just see fleas?" asked Mama, beginning to scratch.
"Circus fleas," replied the kitty boy proudly.
"Circus berserkus," muttered Mama. "Get your collars out, kittens. It's going to be an itchy night."